You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papper. Watch it live right now at band.video.
American Journal. I am Tom Papper, filling in for Harrison Smith today, editor-in-chief of National File. We've got a fun show prepared for you today. We'll have Dan Lyman and Jack Hatfield. They'll be taking your calls in the third hour. Yesterday, of course, was a massive news day. I have every expectation today will be as well. But one of the biggest stories of yesterday did not get enough airtime is that InfoWars, Alex Jones, National File, right again when it comes to the vaccine scam, the vaccine medical tyranny tool. Pfizer's CEO came out yesterday, said vaccine booster shots and an annual vaccination may be necessary. And this is one of those moments where I think if we don't laugh, we cry, because it's very, very obvious. The COVID scam only existed so we could get a vaccine. And now the vaccines only exist so we can get a COVID vaccine passport that now will need to be updated every 6 months to keep us fully inoculated against a disease that has a 99.7% survivability rate, recovery rate, which, of course, extrapolating this, I mean, before you know it, it's not going to be a COVID vaccination passport. It's going to be a health passport. You're going to have to let Dr. Fauci check your temperature, orally or the other way, I'm not sure, every single day before you leave your house, or otherwise your smartphone won't let you engage in commerce. This is the world we're rapidly racing toward. And again, the only thing that's going to stop it is if a critical mass of people, the people who watch this broadcast, the people who support InfoWars and National File, the only way to stop it is if we basically stand up and say, no, I'm not in your cult. And so somebody has created a fantastic song, given it away to InfoWars, and I just want to air it because I think that this should be our theme song as we prepare for this new paradigm. Let's go ahead and play video number one, please.
Gotta get me that government needle. Gotta get me that Fauci jab. Think I'm coming down with the Bill Gates fever. They let it out of that Wuhan lab. Gotta pledge allegiance to the man of science. He forgot to mention vitamin D. Ask too many questions and you'll wind up crazy. Just relax and roll up your sleeve. Spare me your conspiracy. My government wants what's best for me. Seen it all through history. My government wants what's best for me. How dare you bring up Tuskegee? My government wants what's best for me. My government knows what's best for me. My government wants what's best for me.
You see, your government just wants what's best for you. Just roll up your sleeve. Don't ask too many questions. It'll just make your head hurt trying to find the logic here. That, of course, is a fantastic song written for InfoWars. Great, great little tune. We'll probably play it again. I thought that would be a fun way to start the day this morning. So we have a ton coming up in today's broadcast. Of course, the peaceful protesters are about to reach fever pitch as a verdict in the George Floyd Derek Chauvin trial is expected in the near future. In addition to that, we've had yet another individual shot by police in Chicago just yesterday, another mass shooting late last night. It almost seems as though this is all ratcheting up. I can't assign whether it's just the warm weather making everybody act crazy, or maybe it has something to do with the new resident of the White House. We've got some big news about what is going on with Anthony Fauci. We've got some videos we'll play coming up. And of course, Alex Jones was right again about something we really didn't want him to be right about. And that, of course, is human animal chimeras. The scientists, the lab coats now say that they have successfully spliced a human with a monkey. Don't go away. You're watching The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert. We'll be right back after this short break.
globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, everyone, to The American Journal. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Harrison Smith today. You can, of course, read my work at nationalfile.com. As we said, the Pfizer CEO now claims that vaccine booster shots and, in fact, an annual inoculation may be necessary to save everybody from the dreaded spooky 19, the China plague that wasn't. In a stunning confirmation that us conspiracy theorists, us tinfoil hat-wearing lunatics, were right about this from the onset over a year ago. This was predicted right here on this network. In fact, over 20 years ago, it was predicted by Alex Jones. But they now admit that this is not going away. And the leftists are very excited and willing to do this, of course. They compare it to the flu vaccine. Well, you just get the flu shot every year, so why wouldn't you get a COVID shot every year? Gosh, you conservative conspiracy theorists, you need to get a grip. I mean, never mind the fact that the flu shot doesn't even work most years. I mean, we all know how this works, right? They look at all of the different flu strains that are going around or were going around in the previous year. They pick one that they think is going to be the most predominant strain in a given year, and then they vaccinate everybody for it. Everybody feels sick for a few days afterwards, and then it turns out that that's not even the strain that went viral in that particular year. We all know the flu shot is a scam at this point. We all know that it makes people sick, that it doesn't work. And yet, that is their justification for saying we have got to get the jab from Bill Gates, the world's most powerful doctor who isn't even a medical doctor or any type of doctor. He's not a college graduate. And, of course, Anthony Fauci. And Antonio Fauci did not have a very good day in Congress yesterday. They tried. Maxine Waters credited him as a superhero. She said she lost a family member to COVID, and he's the only thing that gives her hope. You had other prominent Democrats with similar just insanity, and he really is become almost a deity to these people. He is their new prophet. The God is called the science. Its prophet is Anthony Fauci, and they must pray to him several times per day. That's why he's on CNN and MSNBC and all of the major networks every single day, because they must offer their prayers to Anthony Fauci. We've got some clips, though, yesterday. The Republicans, who I'm generally disgusted with on a personal note, but they actually did a more than half decent job standing up to Fauci, which I think shows exactly how mainstream anti-Fauciism is. I mean, it is a new religion that has formed in the blink of an eye, and it's probably got 30, 40 million adherents. And those of us who are not in the cult, we just sit here and scratch our heads. Let's go to clip number two.
Well, in your written statement, you say now is not the time to pull back on masking, physical distancing, and avoiding congregate settings. When is the time? When do Americans get their freedom back? Can you put your microphone on, please?
Sorry. When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high threat.
What is low enough? Give me a number. What I mean, we had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms back?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can, to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when. And I believe when that happens, you will see.
What determines when?
I'm sorry.
What? What measure? What, I mean, are we just going to continue this forever? Or when do we get to the point? What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But I
disagree with you on that.
You think the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not.
This will end for sure when we get the level of infection very low. It is now at such a high level, there's a threat again of major surge.
Dr. Fauci, over the last year, Americans' First Amendment rights have been completely attacked. Your right to go to church, your right to assemble, your right to petition your government, freedom of the press, freedom of speech have all been assaulted. I mean, for a year now, Americans haven't been able to go to church. Even today, when they go to church, they're limited in the size of worshipers who can meet. Your right to assemble? Oh, my goodness.
That was Jim Jordan yesterday grilling Anthony Fauci. And I do appreciate, you know, Pelosi, the wicked witch of Congress, she made it a rule where you will be now ejected from the House of Representatives if you don't wear one of these ridiculous masks. And so I do at least appreciate that Jim Jordan's mask is slipping throughout his time speaking in virtually every single appearance I've ever seen. He wears his mask like I do. But if there were a flight attendant there, you know, they'd be on his case. But, you know, let's just, well, before we get into this next video, we might get into it on the other side of this next break. Let's talk about how insane the messaging is here, because they're claiming, oh, we just need to get more people. We just need to get more people vaccinated against the virus, to use a Fauci accent. But then they're admitting the vaccines don't work. They paused Johnson & Johnson, likely so more people will take these experimental mRNA vaccines. Meanwhile, these experimental mRNA vaccines, you've got Pfizer, as we said, saying one vaccination isn't enough, two isn't enough, three isn't enough, every year, every 6 months, every day, until you die. Instead of shooting insulin like a diabetic, we'll all be shooting in the newest, latest, updated Pfizer vaccine. Let's go to that video, actually. Let's see the Pfizer CEO contradict everything Fauci just said. Let's go to clip number 6, please.
If you ask me, I think that there will be a need, based on this data, for revaccinations. We need to see what will be the sequence and for how often we need to do that. That remains to be seen. A likely scenario is that there will be likely a need for a third dose somewhere between 6 and 12 months, and then from there, there will be an annual revaccination, but all of that needs to be confirmed. And the variant will play a key role.
There will be an annual vaccination, says the Pfizer CEO. It is sort of amazing how fast these anti-capitalist lefties have totally embraced the globalist pharmaceutical network that controls our healthcare system. I mean, these people should not be making decisions about your health. What does this guy know? He made a vaccine. Shouldn't we have a public health expert? Oh, but Fauci says that his vaccine is going to work day one. So our public health experts don't even know what the vaccine salesmen are saying. There is absolutely no unity in the messaging here. There is no coherent narrative that anybody can latch onto. It's just so many different conflicting narratives, so much conflicting information, that the only recourse is to either reject it all or just accept whatever they're saying in this particular moment. It really is a cult. It really is like in an ancient country when they're praying to the sun And they pray to the sun and they have a successful prayer. We love you, Fauci. Please let us go outside. And then it rains. And then they say, well, you just didn't pray hard enough. You just didn't wear your mask hard enough. You're going to need a second dose. No, a third dose. No, a booster shot every quarter. No, a booster shot every month. You just didn't pray hard enough to the God of science. And they have no explanation. And of course, I think that's by design, because it's well known that you can control somebody if you propagandize them and bolster them with enough fear messaging and enough confusing information to the point where they don't know which way's up. And then meanwhile, those of us who are rational, those of us who have something between our ears, we just reject it all, but then we are left outside of the cult. It's completely by design. It's a complete power grab. And that little cretin, Anthony Fauci, has to be one of the most evil members of this sinister plot. I mean, Bill Gates is up there at the top. He's going to depopulate Africa. He thinks everything's great. But Fauci is a government bureaucrat who has been waiting for this day his entire life. Don't go away. You're watching The American Journal.
It's hard to believe that we're already in the middle of April. And our borders collapsing and world governments being announced and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they could take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which the 360 wins. So this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't.
These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, and we are talking about the vaccine scam, because that's really what it is, but it's so obvious. Again, you know it's a scam. I know it's a scam. Anybody who is still able to think rationally after a year of propaganda is well aware that this is a scam. But yet, Anthony Fauci and the globalist oligarchy is pushing it harder than ever. They're rolling out these vaccine passports. If you're ever – if I work Saturday and Sunday, and if you are ever up early on a Saturday, I invite you to go and find the vaccine propaganda of the week. And it's no longer vaccine propaganda, actually. Now it's health passport propaganda. Last week, or the week before last, I should say, it came from the Washington Post, and that was really the first big article here in the United States, the Washington Post saying that the Biden administration is in fact developing a COVID-19 vaccination passport. And they roll it out in these state-sponsored rags. Washington Post, of course, owned by Jeff Bezos, the man who has made more money from this insanity than virtually anybody else. Maybe Mark Zuckerberg made a little bit more money. But last week, they did another one in Business Insider. And the language used in this one was particularly just cute. And again, this is for their sycophants, because it's not for you. You don't subscribe to the Washington Post. You don't pay them $30 a month so you can read their articles. Imagine asking somebody for that much money so you can read propaganda. Absolutely insane. But, you know, you don't read Business Insider, and that's where the latest headline came from. And it was something along the lines of, vaccine passports are rolling out worldwide. Here's what it might look like in the United States. We don't want to be seen as barbaric and backwards here in the United States, do we, fellow progressives? No, of course not. Take the jab, put the app on your smartphone, carry your papers with you everywhere you go, and then maybe we won't be seen as so barbaric and backwards. There's the headline. Vaccine passports are spreading across the world. Here's how they could work in the U.S. And so every Saturday, they roll out another one of these. It's always on a Saturday, and it's always in one of these disgusting, controlled, state-sponsored media outlets like Business Insider or the Washington Post, where they are their mouthpieces for the globalists, their mouthpieces for the establishment. And we're going to get into more of that, because if you've been reading what these mouthpieces have to say, then the news that came out yesterday about human-animal chimeras was no surprise. Or if you've been watching InfoWars broadcasts for the past 5, 10, 20 years, then you would not be surprised by the human-animal chimeras. Before we get into that, let's watch Antonio Fauci, the prophet of the new religion called the science, which changes every 15 minutes, just like the sun god. It gets cloudy, the sun god hates you. It clears up, your prayers must have worked. It rains later in the day, you didn't pray hard enough. The science prophet Fauci, grilled by Jim Jordan. Let's go to clip number 3.
Give us your best guess then.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You didn't give us a time. When do you think this is going to – are we going to be here 2 years from now wearing masks?
No,
Dr. Fauci the same question?
Well, let me answer. You're ranting again.
I'm not ranting.
Yes, you are.
No, here's how it works, Dr. Fauci.
Right.
I get to ask you the question. You're the highest paid official in the United States government. You've given us your advice on baseball, on dating apps, on cruise ships. You told us zero masks, one mask, two masks, now back to one mask. I'm just asking you, when is it going to end? You can say I'm ranting. I'm actually asking the question that the citizens I get the privilege of representing, and my name actually goes on a ballot. I don't think your name's ever been on a ballot. My name goes on a ballot. The citizens I represent want to know the answer to when they can get their liberties back.
You know,
you can call that ranting. I actually call it standing up for the Constitution, which I take an oath to uphold, Dr. Fauci, every year, every term that I serve in this Congress representing the folks in the 4th District of Ohio. So it is not ranting. It is defending the First Amendment.
By hearing.
And we'd like an answer, or your best guess.
Fauci does not care about the actual science, the scientific method. He has no best guess. He is but a simple prophet. And until the gods of the science, Bill Gates and the other controllers of the universe, until they decide to impart some wisdom, he doesn't know when this is going to end. He doesn't know when you can go to church without a mask on. He doesn't know when a school can open up. He knows absolutely nothing until the gods of the science see fit to bestow him with this wisdom. It really is a cult. I mean, the more you see about this, you see it on Twitter, you see it on Facebook, you see people. There was somebody yesterday, a blue verified checkmark Twitter person saying, I didn't anticipate the euphoria that overcame me when I got my first dose of the vaccine. Get the vaccine. You will feel amazing. And the only thing I can think is the man is so starved of human touch over the past year, he probably hasn't left his home one time. There he is now. Man, the crew is amazing. But there he is. And the only thing I can think is he's so starved for human affection. Just look at him. He looks like somebody whose mother won't even touch him. That this is the first time a pretty girl, the nurse, has touched him in over a year, and he just melts down in ecstasy. That, or maybe it was the blood clot. You know, if there's a blood clot in the brain, that might, you might mistake that. It might release some dopamine into your system, and you might mistake that for something good. But as we said, with the rollout of this insanity, it is all told to you. They said years ago, you've seen SPARS 2025, 2028, the massive presentation from InfoWars. And if you read their white papers, which, you know, they do a new one every day, so you can't read them all. You got to leave that to the superhuman talents of Alex Jones, then you would know this. And so the big headline that nobody's talking about is this. Alex Jones right again. Scientists admit they successfully created human-monkey hybrids. And, of course, Alex Jones has been talking about this for most of his career. 25 years ago, he says, is when they first started coming up with this. But it was called a verbal barrage of diarrhea by Business Insider, by Forbes, by the mainstream media apparatus. Let's go to clip number, four, and let's see what Alex Jones warned about this on the Joe Rogan podcast.
So what I'm telling you is China has no rules. 20 years ago, they had cows that produced human milk. 20 years ago, they had spiders that produced body armor, spider guts. Okay? They have human-animal hybrids 30 years ago. They've got giant human tissue farms. You know, you hear, oh, your Achilles is torn. We've got a grown in a lab, a tendon. It's not a frickin' tendon grown in a lab. It's a frickin' deal, a humanoid. These aren't humans. The way they get around it is they make
them. Wait a minute.
That is Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan Experience over a year ago explaining human-animal chimeras, human-animal hybrids. And the scientists now say they've been successful with the macaw monkey. They've created human-animal hybrids. But you see, this was all rolled out 25 years ago, as Alex Jones said. This has been in the white papers. People who read between the lines knew that a pandemic was coming, just like Alex Jones knew that this was coming. And yet, here we are. They spoon-feed this out, they dribble it out, and then when they think they've got enough force, they mobilize it. They normalize it. Don't go away. We have Dan Lyman, InfoWars Europe correspondent, coming up next on the other side of this short break. I'm Tom Papert.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension
so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.Video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I am Tom Papert. Man, the crew is amazing. This is the first InfoWars program I've ever had my own liner on. We are joined now by Dan Lyman, InfoWars Europe correspondent. Dan, so great to finally talk with you here on the broadcast. Dan and I have known each other for 6 years almost now, and this is the first time we've actually spoken to with each other on an InfoWars broadcast. So, Dan, thanks for staying up late. I know you're in Switzerland. Thanks for being with me.
Now, the stars have aligned, Tom, and no problem at all. We're just in the afternoon here, thankfully. Unlike the one time you and I did speak years ago in an overnight broadcast, you did have to stay up quite late, and it was fraught with technical issues, but we made it happen. But it's great to be with you today.
And as an added bonus, you've shaved for us. First time I've ever seen you clean shaven, my friend. So I wanted to get into the vaccine rollout happening in Europe, because obviously Europe was way ahead of the game in pausing, banning AstraZeneca. It's now all over the continent. They're getting rid of it. In Denmark, we just saw the other day, the woman, as they were describing the need to get rid of it, to pause it, she passed out live on camera. And of course, now we're starting to see some of the same in the United States, but only with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So I'm curious, what is happening in the continent regarding the attempt to get everybody vaccinated? Is there some skepticism, or are they just banning anything that isn't mRNA specific?
There's definitely skepticism for sure. I would say it's a pretty healthy amount of the population that's either skeptical or resistant, although the movement against it here looks a little bit different than it does in the United States. We're starting to see very large protests, actually, in some cities and in some countries here in Europe, and that's very heartening. People knew long ago here in Europe that this was basically a WHO, UN, Bill Gates agenda. And so for a long time, there's been a lot of talk and resistance against that. And that is definitely starting to grow now, especially with 13 or 14 months of lockdowns now at this point that have been very severe in some countries. If you wanted comparison, you could look at the United States. You could say California, New York in many cases, and compare those to some of the stricter countries here in Europe. But I would say it's even been more heavy-handed in some cases in countries like Spain and France, the UK, Germany, even the Czech Republic. We've seen some pretty severe lockdowns and enforcement of those lockdowns and restrictions, and some pretty thuggish cops enforcing them. So I think a lot of people have been put off by that, watching that unfold. And now with all the talk of vaccine passports, of course, we've had that talk in Europe slightly before you guys did. I would say we've just been weeks or maybe a month or two ahead of the U.S. Every step of the way. So if you ever want to know what's going to come to the U.S., you could just look at what's already happening in the U.K. or Spain or France, for instance, or Germany. So that anyone American can get a good idea what's coming if they do that.
That is critical, because you guys really have. The lockdown started first in Europe. The lockdown enforcement started first in Europe. The masks started first in Europe. Now the vaccine passport has started first in Europe and, of course, in Israel and other countries around the world. And it seems like they beta test it there before releasing it on the golden cap, on the United States, on the big money pot. And so that is something that I don't quite think enough people appreciate, that you really can see into our very near future in Europe. And for example, we haven't quite seen, I don't think, the level of thuggery in the United States that you have seen throughout Europe, where people are holding massive protests. They buried democracy somewhere in Scandinavia. They held a formal funeral for democracy and said it died due to of COVID-19. And the police routinely come in. We've seen old ladies trampled with horses. We've seen legitimately peaceful protesters beat, sprayed with pepper spray, crowd control measures. I mean, What is the messaging from the establishment media in Europe that justifies this type of brutality against normal people for, say, going outside without a mask?
Yeah, it's amazing. Some of this footage that you're rolling, some of it's from the Netherlands and from Sweden. I mean, places that liberals in the United States would think would be some of the most utopic, carefree, liberal type of places here in Europe, and they have these incredibly thuggish cops in some cases. And I think what we're seeing is the mask is coming off of globalist leftism that's always sold itself in many ways as being compassionate and tolerant. And we see now that that is definitely not the case. And we see that they will have their way or no way at all for dissenters. I mean, some of these people have been horrifically beaten. You were rolling footage a couple of clips ago. This is also in the Netherlands. And you have the riot police coming in, and they actually ran a woman over with their vehicle. They threw her in front of it physically by hand, and then the vehicle smashed into her. I mean, these are like really brutal scenes in many cases. And a lot of these cops, especially the ones in France, have been their nerves in many cases have been frayed by let's say, years of protests at this point, because, you know, you had the yellow vest protests every weekend in France. And generally, you know, that was a pretty pretty civil protest, except for the people who were using that, the opportunists. But you had the police every weekend out battling against their own citizens. And I think in many ways, they've been conditioned now at this point to just take out their aggression and the aggression of the state on otherwise peaceful citizens in many cases. And the scenes are getting uglier and uglier as the pushback mounts against this agenda.
And I'm sure, as you said, that this is coming soon to a city near you. Meanwhile, of course, the Black Lives Matter Antifa riot mobs will be allowed to operate with impunity, as we've already seen. It's riot season again in America. But dare you protest the COVID lockdown and you will be dealt with severely and swiftly. So, Dan, how do they – is this acknowledged in the big – papers in the Netherlands? Is this acknowledged in the mainstream media, or do they just brush it under the rug, say that some crazy people were out protesting in the park and the police had to break it up?
I would say the latter for the most part. There is definitely not quite as strong of an independent media here in Europe. There is a little bit. Of course, we do our part with InfoWars Europe. But in general, it's very similar to the tactics of the U.S. media, where they paint everyone who's out to protest as being kooks and neo-Nazis and the far right conspiracy theorists. And they paint all those people that way. But in some cases, I mean, there's protests where there's hundreds of thousands of people out. So you can't say this is a fringe movement per se. So that's the way they treat it in the media is that everyone that's against this agenda is an idiot or a far right Nazi at this point. But you mentioned the Black Lives Matter protests. I don't think that Americans necessarily realize how much these quote unquote George Floyd protests, how much they actually spilled over into Europe last year. There were protests in many major cities across Western Europe, especially. So I do anticipate that however things pan out in the U.S. in the coming weeks, it will spill over to Europe, especially in places like Berlin and Amsterdam and Stockholm and London. And we'll see how that plays out and what role the police will play in quelling those demonstrations. I would imagine not too much.
You know, Dan, the United States, we used to export cool things like cars, you know, and the muscle cars and movies and Hollywood. And, you know, we used to really export cool things to Europe. And I think it's pretty sad state of affairs. It's a sad state of the United States and the world if our number one export is now Black Lives Matter riots. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Dan Lyman on the other side of this break. I just want to take a quick second to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. When you go there and you buy the products, you sponsor Dan Lyman's journalism in Europe, one of the few independent voices in an entire continent that is devolving into chaos, and really, as Dan said, giving us a snapshot into our very near future here in the United States. And right now, there are some fantastic deals. Winter Sun Plus back in stock, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, but that is ending soon. The Essential Vitamin Combo Pack, where you can combine Winter Sun and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, is 50% off. So if you use both products, get the combo pack and save more money. That is also ending soon. Rocket Rest, Lung Cleanse Plus, and all t-shirts are also on sale. All of these products, the sale has to end very, very soon. Only 2 days left to save up to 50% on critical products. And while you're at it, you can get a physical copy of Endgame for only $3.95 when you make a bulk purchase. Spread the word, fight the info war, buy physical copies. Look, they're trying to take Trump out of Home Alone 2. If you don't have a physical copy of something, you are susceptible to whatever the establishment gives you.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Find us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Of the hour. So, Dan, we're talking about how Europe is kind of the canary in the coal mine. We can see a little bit into our near future if we look and see what's happening across the Atlantic. So I have to ask, is there anything, any country or any movement, maybe the giant protests, is there anything that gives you hope and hopefully we can look forward to happening here in the United States?
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. Living here, I've been in Europe, living in Europe for about 5 years now, and there's always that feeling, you know, you reassess at all times and make sure that you're getting the most out of your situation, and there's always the opportunity to move back to the United States if you want to. So I have to reassess that frequently, and given the last year's, you know, the madness of the last year and the possibility that travel could be severely impaired by the COVID vaccine passport, for instance, or that the situation in any given country could be untenable in terms of them making life impossible for you if you don't have this vaccine. So I have to think about that more and more lately, and am prepared, you know, if at any time leaving on short notice to go somewhere else. And of course, the fallback plan is the United States, as I'm an American citizen. But lately, I mean all the time, but especially lately, looking at the civil unrest, to put it politely, in the United States, that feeling that I have maybe sometimes I see in the news what's going on in the U.S., and that feeling disappears very quickly. And to be honest, I start looking for what's the plan C just in case. And I've looked at everything all around the world. I've looked at Mexico, for instance, just because things are a bit looser there. The bar is set so low at this point that I'm like, I'll live anywhere if I need to that will let me just live my life in peace and not wear a mask everywhere if it comes down to that. I've looked at Puerto Rico, looked at islands in the Caribbean, and I haven't found anywhere really that checks enough boxes to make sense. So the unfortunate thing with this COVID situation that has been lowered down upon us from above from our overlords is that it's basically the great equalizer across the planet, so that even if you wanted to escape to somewhere else, the situation would hardly be better. And that's quite unfortunate. So I'll be definitely rolling the dice here in Switzerland for as long as possible, because at least where I live, we don't have the unrest and the problems and basically a communist government taking control as we do in the United States.
You know, Switzerland is one of the few places that's where, like, Kim Jong-un went to grammar school, went to boarding school. That's where the globalist elite send their children and buy their vacation homes and meet there in Davos every year to plot world domination. So you do have to think that Switzerland at least is going to be spared the worst parts of the civil unrest. At least we can hope on behalf of you. So but I want to get into foreign policy for a minute here, because obviously you're a lot closer to Russia and Ukraine just geographically than I am. And so I'm fascinated by Biden's seeming ineptitude. It really does seem like we're back to the Obama administration, where there was a red line every single week, the adversary would cross it, and then Obama would say, well, we weren't that serious about that anyway. So, of course, earlier this week, Joe Biden was sending two warships to Ukraine. It was potentially the beginning of World War III. Putin's foreign minister said, we just suggest you stay away for your own good, for your own safety. And what did Joe Biden do? Well, yesterday he turned the boats around. This comes after, months of just saber rattling from this feeble, senile old man. I refuse to believe he even knows what he's saying, because it's so comical. Of course, he called Putin a killer. Putin responded by offering to have a live stream with him that the entire world could watch. Biden said no, because he's quite busy. Then again this week, Biden came back around and asked for a one-on-one conversation with Putin. So it's very nonsensical, the American foreign policy at present. And I'm curious, what is your take on what is happening with Russia and the United States and Ukraine? And then also, what do the good people of Europe make of this feeble old geezer essentially threatening the world with nuclear Armageddon?
Well, I will say, in answer to the latter question, that like I said, the press here is pretty successful in indoctrinating the public. I see the same thing in the U.S., of course, with the American population. So, I can't say that it's necessarily much worse here. But I would say that there is a large swath of the population across Europe, especially in Western Europe, that is certainly fully indoctrinated with globalist propaganda. And they think that anybody but Trump, essentially, and they're perfectly fine with Biden going back to this, basically back to the status quo in the United States. They're very happy with that. And they were very celebratory when Biden won. Although at the same time, there is the Great Awakening, not to rip a term off from QAnon, that nonsense there. But there is a Great Awakening that is happening across the planet in the Western world. And there are more and more people who are waking up to the realities of who is actually leading their countries and who's actually leading the United States. Because the fact of the matter is, everybody looks to the United States and what's going on there as it will affect the rest of the world, of course. And I think, when I was younger, I definitely underestimated the power that a presidential administration, especially the president himself, could have in directing policy in the United States if he asserts himself in such a way. And we saw, international relations in general under Trump were much more under control. And that was someone basically holding the glue together himself. He had so many subversives within the administration who would have loved to undermine him and worked every day to do that. But you saw that Trump was able to basically kind of
put down the fires that were erupting around the world in many ways, in North Korea, I would say even with Iran at times, and also with Russia, of course. And as soon as the globalist puppet Biden is installed in the White House, you see all of these fires are just raging again, and they threaten to consume the regions that they are burning in. So it is very interesting to see that everything is basically returning to what it was pre-Trump. And, you know, your guess is as good as mine as what's actually going to unfold between Ukraine and Russia. But I did just see right before we came on air that the U.S. just signed an agreement with Norway to actually step up our military presence there, which is basically non-existent. And it looks as though if it's passed by the Norwegian parliament, we'll be able to bring in some B-1 bombers and put them on bases there in Norway. So you have to ask yourself, what is really going on behind the scenes?
You know, Dan, it really is just, I don't know if shocking is the right word. It's almost humorous to see Biden, the almost 80-year-old president, just returning us right back into Cold War dynamics. Oh, we need to have our nukes so we can nuke Cuba at a moment's notice. Oh, we need to have our nukes so we can nuke Russia at a moment's notice. You would think that for a country so obsessed with the end of the Soviet Union there in the 90s that they would not be doing this now. But, of course, Putin is far from great president, far from great individual, but he's not controlled by the globalist interests who control the United States, and therefore he must go. He is very bad. We must do everything we can to oppose him. It's very sad stuff, and very, for anybody who can see clearly, very pathetic stuff. Dan, before you moved to Europe, you lived all across the United States, of course. I know you traveled a lot, kept trying to find a state that would actually be free, and you finally gave up and went abroad. I think Americans can identify with that, but you, of course, were in Florida for a long time. And Ron DeSantis seems to be the one governor who has actually signed a real executive order. I haven't looked into Gianforte's and in Montana yet, but DeSantis banned the vaccine passport, not just from the government, but no business in Florida is allowed to mandate it. And I think that that is key. Abbott did not do that. Nobody else has done that to my knowledge. So why is Florida special? Does Florida have the secret sauce? Is it something in the water? What makes Florida man so base?
Well, this is such an interesting development. 2020 is when we really saw the rise of Florida. And I think that so much credit can be given to Ron DeSantis, and also so much credit can be given to the population there, the people that voted for him, of course, and also just the general culture there. Once you get out of Miami-Dade County, things start changing a lot down there. Of course, it's a very leftist stronghold there. And of course, you have tons of illegal aliens living there. And you have a lot of Latinos who go both ways that live in Miami. I'm from Miami originally, but we did see that actually change in the last election. Things are starting to shift there as well, of course. But the rest of the state, I mean, in general, is a pretty red state. And we're seeing now that this is actually was like a stronghold that we didn't even realize was there. When you talked about places to escape to, and I went to one of them for a while there in Idaho, you just pictured places like Idaho and Montana, maybe South Dakota. Little known to us was that Florida would end up being this place where everybody is fleeing to, especially from the Northeast now at this point. And I have to say, if I had to select a state to live in the United States on short term, it would definitely be Florida at this time. And of course, you have some generally great weather there and the beaches. But it's definitely headed in the right direction. And the good news is that Ron DeSantis can serve at least one more term there if he's elected. So we'll see what plays out. But I have to give a lot of credit to him. I'm always wary of any politician. But so far, so good with Ron DeSantis. And he is doing a superb job at the moment.
Dan, if you can, do 5 more minutes, because I'm curious. I want to get a Florida man's take on whether we should send Florida men to the White House. Don't go away. You are watching The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert. We've been here with Dan Lyman, InfoWars Europe.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take vitamin mineral infusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days in the refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, everyone, to The American Journal. We are now into the second hour of the broadcast, still here with Dan Lyman for another 5 minutes. Dan, I want to ask about Florida Man and Florida Men. What makes them so special? Let's start there, and then we'll get back into DeSantis. Why is Florida Man constantly in the news doing things sometimes insane, but recently amazing?
Florida is an interesting place. You get a whole gamut of very interesting, wealthy, you know, maybe preppy people like the Matt Gaetz types and perhaps the Ron DeSantis types, all the way to the crazy freaks that you see in the viral social media videos. So Florida's always been a very interesting place, a lot of swamp there. So you're going to get some very swampy people. So that's my answer for you.
And so then Ron DeSantis, as you mentioned, he can run for one more term as governor. I would almost hate for him to leave the governor's mansion there in Florida. But we all saw the CPAC 2021 straw poll. He had something like 30% of the vote. Trump, of course, clocked in at like 49%. But DeSantis was the only challenger who made a dent. I mean, everybody else is 3%, 2%, Mike Pence, 1%. So what do you make of Florida Man? Will he run for the White House? Should he run for the White House?
Well, look, that's the great thing that Trump has done. One of the greatest things that he's done, and I mentioned an awakening, you have the Republican base is awake now. They're not going for any phonies. We're not going for any Rubios. And we've already weeded out some of the people that were kind of the heroes of the party early on here in this run up for 2024. We're done with Kristi Noem, of course. She's out of the picture. So the clear front runner at the moment, aside from Donald Trump, of course, is Ron DeSantis. However, the way that I see the 2024 election is going to be almost irrelevant. If Donald Trump couldn't preserve what we estimate being a landslide victory while he was in office as the sitting president of the United States, he could not prevent himself from being basically unceremoniously thrown out of office by this machine, then I don't see any way that a challenger wins without an act of God in 2024. So I actually view the 2024 election as basically a lost cause and basically irrelevant unless, an act of God, like I said. And pretty much the only person right now with enough name recognition and proven track record would, of course, be Donald Trump at this time. I will certainly root for him if he makes that run again, with the knowledge that he probably won't win and also that he made a lot of mistakes during his presidency. We'll see if he can clean those up if he decides to do so. We are facing a situation now where the federal government, it was already so polluted and so infested with subversives prior to the Trump administration and all throughout. You can only imagine what they're going to do with these 4 years that they have to work with. So I wouldn't want to waste at that point, someone coming in and suffering the same or worse that Trump did, with backstabbing constantly and people undermining his agenda. I think we are headed most likely towards a breakup of the country. Secession movement's going to be happening in the coming years, because at this point we're realizing that we can't all coexist together in peace, and we're going to see more and more of that as the riots continue and as the fracturing of the entire country takes place along these lines, with COVID and lockdowns, with masks, with vaccine passports and all that. So I would rather see very strong leadership in key strongholds of the United States that can lead those movements if they gain enough steam, and can stay in power and resist the absolute onslaught of mainstream media hit pieces and undermining that will take place, if that takes place. It's already happening right now. They're trying to wipe out DeSantis and Gates already. So we need people in power in the states that can stand up to this, and I would rather see them take control of their states in an even stronger way and lead their residents to victory against this agenda.
You know, Dan, it's a good point. I mean, the MAGA movement was unfortunately just at the federal level, and we need to start at the ground up. And we're seeing some progress in states like Georgia and Arizona, where now Arizona is getting ready to audit the 2020 ballots. Unless we fix that, the federal government, the top office, is not that big of a get. You need America Firsters at every level of government. Dan Lyman, follow him at Citizen Analyst. Read his work at Europe.Infowars.com. Thanks for coming on, Dan. We'll be right back on the American Journal.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I am Tom Papert. I'm just not used to hearing my name on the liner. The crew is amazing. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. That was, of course, Dan Lyman. We just finished up with giving his take from what is happening in Europe, and of course looking back on the United States, his birthplace, with almost tears in his eyes. It really is sad what's happening here in America. And of course, you, the viewer, and this network and National File and websites like it, we are the resistance. We are the people who are fighting back against the insanity. You remember, Alex used that tagline for years, InfoWars. We are the resistance. You are the resistance. And then Hillary Clinton literally stole it from him after she lost disgracefully in 2016 with all the rigging they had in place prior to 2020. She still lost. And then she became the resistance, and the Democrats became the resistance, and Antifa became the resistance. But no, we all know that was fake. There is no resistance when you are part of the oligarchy, when you are a pawn of the corporate warlords. And that's really been the big waking up moment for a lot of people watching what happened in 2020, and indeed throughout most of the Trump administration, is the anti-corporate, anti-establishment left. And it's almost a mundane thing to say, but it's very, very true, has become the sycophants, has become the toadies, the hatchet men of the big globalist corporate interests. You have all of these people who just a couple of years ago were saying that we need to legalize cannabis, which, you know, I think it's probably a good idea. But they were saying we had to do it because Big Pharma controls the country. Big Pharma is getting people killed. We need Obamacare to overturn Big Pharma. And of course, meanwhile, they ignored the fact that big pharmaceutical companies wrote Obamacare. They ignored the fact that big pharmaceutical companies and tobacco companies are actually trying to get in on the marijuana game. But under Trump, and specifically under the COVID hysteria, we've seen these people delve into their insanity like never before. The people who were once anti-establishment, they still have this psychosis where they think that they're fighting the man. Meanwhile, they're using establishment sources in the media and establishment organizations, the police, the FBI, the DOJ, to go after their opposition. It's something out of Stalinist Russia. And I'm afraid that is what we have to look forward to unless you live in a free state like Florida. But support this broadcast. Support the really only uncontrolled free network out there that is ready, willing, and able to stand up to this insanity. But InfoWars, Alex Jones, all of the great hosts and the crew, we can only do it with your help by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And when you go there, you are the sponsor of this broadcast. There's no Moderna vaccine ads on InfoWars. There's no public service announcements telling you where your nearest vaccine deposit is. No, you are the sponsor. That's why we say these things. And right now, the deals are very, very good. Winter Sun, finally back in stock, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. Get both of them together in the Essential Vitamin Combo Pack, save 50%. Rocket Rest, which I have not been able to try yet. I need to get some because I'm being told that it rivals or is perhaps a little bit better than Knockout. And get that 40% off. Lung Cleanse Plus, 50% off. Ending soon, all of these. And get every single t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com right now, $17.76. Also, I mentioned it earlier. Buy physical copies of whatever it is you enjoy. And this is a tremendous opportunity to do so where you can get the biggest Alex Jones documentary of all time predicting everything we're currently living under and everything that is soon to come. That is, of course, Endgame. Be part of Operation Endgame, warn the world and stop the Great Reset. It's the film that predicted it all. You can still get DVDs. You can still get physical copies. Right now, one DVD is $14.95. If you get multiple, that gets as low as $3.95 each. You can also get a commemorative collector's series of Endgame. That is $100 each, but these are limited to only 100 copies, each which will include an autograph, personal message from Alex Jones. InfoWarsStore.com. Sponsor the broadcast that is consistently right, even when we really, really, really don't want it to be. So coming up at the bottom of this hour, we'll be joined by Jack Hatfield, another European from the great or formerly great country of Great Britain. I want to get his thought on what is going on with the AstraZeneca vaccine in that country where they are refusing to stop it, even as mainline science is now coming out and saying that it's causing brain clots. You're getting a blood clot in your brain, and then you die, and if you live, you will no longer have any mental capacity. You're very lucky if you have a 60 IQ. But don't worry, it's just how we slow the spread. But Dan Lyman, in that last segment, brought up something extremely important, and that is that if the 2020 election is to be the norm, then we really maybe shouldn't be fighting for federal elections. And I think that's why it is so critical and so important that we focus right now on the state level. So Arizona, later this month, I believe next week, is set to begin the auditing process of the 2020 ballots. They finally got permission. It's going to be every single ballot. Maricopa County is freaking out because they know that they did something wrong, in my opinion. They know that it's going to come out, and they don't know what to do about it. By the way, they had like so much going on in Arizona. I became an expert in Arizona after November of 2020. It's such a crooked, corrupt state because the remnants of John McCain's power structure are still there, and they're led by their ridiculous governor, Roscoe. That's his criminal name. You know, he's descended from criminals, but now he calls himself Ducey. And that's something bizarre that we could get into as well. Nancy Pelosi descended from organized crime. Governor Roscoe, Governor Ducey descended from organized crime. Absolutely bizarre. Meanwhile, in Georgia, it wasn't a perfect bill, but it was highly, highly, I mean, it was better than anything I thought we were going to get churned out this quick. So Georgia has made big moves to secure its election. Texas is trying to secure its election. All across the battleground states, you're seeing these movements. Now, some are notably lacking. Michigan is dragging its feet. Pennsylvania is dragging its feet. But we're going to have to force them. And maybe it won't be done by 2022, but 2022 will just give us the opportunity to get more local politicians in the legislature so we can get this done in 2024. So when I talk about 2024, when Alex does, when Roger Stone does, when anybody does, it should be noted. I mean, it's too long to say. But it's with the presupposition that we fix the corrupt elections in this country, that we end these ballot drop boxes that were literally bought by Mark Zuckerberg. We end no excuse mail-in voting. We end all of the insanity, and then we can have a real election. And it's incredibly important to keep doubling down on that. And it's also incredibly important to pay attention, especially if you're in one of these battleground states, but even if you're not, to what is happening at the local level. Because with the COVID-19, spooky 19 scamdemic, what we've seen is a bunch of miniature Mussolinis, mini Mussolinis all across the country. Sometimes they're in your city council. Sometimes it's your mayor. Sometimes they're in the legislature. Sometimes it's the county commissioner. I mean, what's next? Is the dog catcher going to start exerting COVID-19 over you? And so while we were understandably focused on what was happening at the federal level, what was happening in the White House, what was happening in Congress, what was happening with the Supreme Court, they were using these local apparatuses to control us, to destroy our livelihoods, to ruin our elections. And we only seemed to notice when COVID started, but then we really didn't even notice until the 2020 election debacle. And we all found out that the state legislature, which is constitutionally obliged to make sure that elections are free and fair, well, they handed over that power to the secretaries of state. And these secretaries of state, like Brian Raffensperger, I believe that he was in an affair with the woman, Jordan Fuchs, who leaked the phone call about President Trump. This guy loves China. This guy speaks Mandarin. This guy is a horrible human being. And he was just happened to be in charge of the elections in Georgia. So we've got to focus at all levels of government. By the way, it's a lot easier to win these local races than it is to win a presidential election, especially in the current paradigm. Don't go away. You're watching The American Journal.
Actually bought this. It blocked UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us, not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm Tom Papert here today. Welcome, of course. We are well into the second hour of this broadcast. In the next segment, we will be joined by National File reporter Jack Hadfield to give us the latest on the insanity coming out of the UK, which, of course, is just a look into our near future. I wanted to give you the latest very quickly on the FedEx shooting that happened overnight last night. That's right, another mass shooting in America, another excuse for Biden and the Democrats to take your guns. But I'm detecting, you know, it's very early, it's very sad that these eight people were killed, but I'm detecting a hint of Coulter's Law. That is, we are now hours out. I believe it happened at 2 or 3 in the morning, maybe even earlier than that. A man went in, killed eight people, wounded multiple people, then took his own life at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis. And we don't know his identity still. We don't know a motivation. We know nothing. And so I am, Coulter's Law is in full effect. That is, of course, that the longer you go without knowing the identity of a suspect for a killing or a mass shooting or whatever it may be, the longer you go without that information, the less likely the suspect is to be a white Christian Trump supporter. I'll just put it that way. So it will be interesting to see whether this is a Black Lives Matter affiliated thing, a gang related thing, something like that. That was, of course, the last mass shooting we had was at a grade school or I think it was a high school in Kentucky. And it was, of course, the police say gang related. So it will be fascinating to see how long they can keep this quiet. And because it happened at night, I'm guessing they'll have a decent chance to do so because you, the viewers, when you capture images, when you capture video, you make it impossible for these people to push their narratives. But because this happened in the dead of night, we still don't have an identity. We still don't have a motive. Hours later, they may be able to use this one for their dastardly goals, which, of course, are to take your guns, take your ammunition, take whatever they can take to keep you from being able to defend yourself during what is sure to be a refresh, a part two on the summer of hell that we saw after George Floyd's untimely demise in the state of Minnesota. And of course, we're preparing for that. I hope everybody is legally and lawfully, mentally preparing yourselves for what may happen when the Chauvin trial is concluded, whether he is acquitted, whether he is sentenced to death, which will not happen. But you know that this will be an excuse to riot. We've already seen riots happening in the Minneapolis area after a man who was fleeing arrest was killed by a police officer who somehow mistook her service weapon for a taser. So this is what we have to look forward to, and it's becoming so endemic to our culture that it's entering the gaming sphere. We'll talk about that here in just a second, but there's some video that came out late yesterday in yesterday's riots, because we're back to daily riot updates, that showed the mostly peaceful protesters, they don't even agree with each other. They're fighting amongst themselves. Let's go to clip number 5. A group of mostly peaceful protesters are charging toward police armed with their umbrellas. Such a ridiculous thing to see on the streets of America. One of the mostly peaceful protesters goes and speaks to a reporter saying, "We're here to be peaceful. Don't do this. Don't do this. We're here to be peaceful." It's a complete joke. In fact, one of the beautiful scenes, I thought. I mean, none of it's really beautiful. One of the ironic scenes, one of the comedic scenes from the first night of protest after the death of the man who was attempting to flee police. He had an arrest warrant. He allegedly threatened a woman, tried to steal her money. Not great people on any side of this, let's be honest. The police officer was definitely not in the right either, shooting somebody when she thought she was tasing him. You got to wonder what is happening in these big Democrat cities. It's just a total hellscape. But as these protesters are squaring off with the police, one of them picked up a cement block with the goal of bashing a police officer's head, only to be subdued with a crowd control projectile in the ear. You hear over a loudspeaker, "Hey, I just talked to Dante's mom. She wants us to be calm and be peaceful so we can get justice for her son." This comes over a loudspeaker as, again, a protester is trying to bash a police officer's brains out with a cement block. The irony is not lost on me. But as I said, this is becoming so endemic, and we don't need to air this whole video, but so endemic to our culture. We're now the country of riots. It's the late Roman Empire all over again. We need more bread. We need more circus. That there is a video game coming out capitalizing off this called Riot Control Simulator. That's right. We used to have video games about cool things in this country, like, you know, our role in World War II, defeating fascism, the stuff that happened in the Cold War, where we were defeating communism. No, now America's top export is rioting. Let's go to clip number 7.
We're here to protect the city. People are mad. They lose their jobs. I understand them. We're here to stop the aggression.
All right, the streets been closed off.
They say I serve the system, but it's my job. I serve the low. When did this turn into a war? Are we still in control?
By the way, how they made the rioters really seem like zombies in that little trailer. Not that I'm endorsing it. I'm not paid by these people. I just think it's hilarious. Riot Control Simulator is now an actual game that is set to launch this year as Americans have dealt with Now, almost a full year of riots. It only stopped when the weather got cold. And I predict, I have a hot take on this. I think, and it's not about black, white, Asian, whatever. I think that these people, before COVID, they were not rioting because they were at the bar drinking. They were partying. They were at the club. They didn't care about social unrest because they were otherwise occupied. And now, of course, there is that great video of the guy getting nailed in the ear by a crowd control projectile because he wanted to bash a cop's head in with a cement block. I think that these people should go back to the bar. I think that if all of these governors, all of these mayors ended the COVID restriction, let these people go back to their degenerate lifestyles, I believe that we would see the end of rioting within probably 6 weeks, or at least it would be something more akin to what we saw in the past, where it's a day, it's 2 days, and it's over. But I honestly believe low IQ people of all races don't know what to do with their time right now, so might as well loot a Foot Locker. We'll be right back. You're watching the
American. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the InfoWar at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat, I drink too much, I work too much, I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without winter sun, without vitamin mineral fusion, without lung cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in winter sun, and all of them together with amino acids in vitamin mineral fusion and then lung cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time and it funds the InfoWar. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com,
Tom.com and follow that link. You get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We are now joined by Jack Hadfield. He is a reporter for National File based out of the UK. And Jack, I want to get into a recent fact check that was done on National File and a bunch of other conservative outlets. But before that, we've been talking vaccines this morning. We've been talking civil unrest this morning. And there is a lot of both of those things going on in your wonderful island. And so I'm curious, obviously here in the United States, we just temporarily paused, in the words of the science, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of blood clots. And this seems very analogous to what is happening in the UK with AstraZeneca and all throughout Europe. And the AstraZeneca vaccine, to my latest knowledge, is still not paused or anything in the United Kingdom, even though scientists are now coming out and saying, yeah, we can see a pretty clear link between brain clots, blood clots, and the AstraZeneca vaccine. So what do you think about the rest of Europe kind of pausing this? I know you have a lot of stubborn British pride, where even though I think we can all agree the vaccines may not be the best, you like that Britain is getting it done faster, killing yourselves faster, as the case may be, than the rest of Europe. But what is happening with the AstraZeneca vaccine specifically in the UK, and what do you make of the decision to pause the J&J vaccine here in the US?
Yeah, well, as far as I'm aware, when it comes to the AstraZeneca vaccine in the United Kingdom, and I think there is a similar pattern over Europe, although I haven't checked the latest news, is that most of the pausing is being done in relation to age. So basically, they've calculated sort of a series of risks in terms of, you know, like if you're 18 to 24, for example, you know, what's your risk of dying or being seriously hospitalized from coronavirus, as opposed to your risk of, you know, getting this deadly blood clot in the brain from the AstraZeneca vaccine. And basically the calculation is that there's the risk would actually be higher, or certainly there's a greater there's not enough benefit from taking the vaccine as compared to the potential risks that could result from it. Obviously, both are low, but because they're so stonkingly low in this younger age group, it is slightly more dangerous to get the vaccine. Certainly, some statisticians have judged that. And so, generally, the take is that anybody below, I believe it's 60 in sort of most of Europe, and I believe again probably around 50 to 60 or so again in the United Kingdom. Everyone will be offered a different vaccine other than the AstraZeneca one if you're under that age group. I mean, to be honest, like we all know, like there certainly is a risk of coronavirus, if you're in your 80s or 90s. But we already knew that anyway. You know, there's a risk of dying from pretty much anything at that age. So the calculation is that those people will continue to receive the AstraZeneca vaccine because of the chances. Certainly the chances based on the statistics that have been reported would mean that they still have a higher chance of dying from a coronavirus. So the vaccine will still be rolled out to them. But you think, OK, so it's still being rolled out to people in 80s above, but we've already rolled it out. So what's the point in sort of maintaining this? So it's basically a halt, because most of the people who would be not at risk or less at risk from having the vaccine, the dying from coronavirus, have already had a vaccine, whichever one that may be. So it's sort of, it's a cult in orbit name almost. And I'm also not entirely sure how it works, because the announcement was that people would be offered a different vaccine. Does that mean if you're happy to take the AstraZeneca vaccine, you can still have it yourself
you
if you want
have
to?
Your blood clot generator.
It's not clear to me, yeah.
Well, and that seems to be, I mean, the opposite of what's happening here in the U.S., where the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it causes blood clots, we now know. And those who are susceptible to blood clots, I mean, we all know the average American is very overweight, suffers from heart disease. Number one killer is not COVID, it's heart disease. And here in the U.S., they're saying, well, if you are, you know, if you have heart disease, if you're older, if you have blood clotting issues, then maybe you shouldn't be getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which, again, it's the lack of science. It's the lack of reason that I think is so frustrating to people. And it's why so many people just go along with it. And so many people also zone out, because it seems like if the issue is blood clotting, we know that blood clotting happens in older people who eat a diet saturated in, you know, cholesterol and red meat and drink a lot and all that type of thing. But those are the people who in the UK are going to be, maybe, I guess you don't have the same problems we do, but those are the people who are going to be more likely to take the vaccine. Absolutely insane. So we've got this fact check situation, and we'll get into it more in the next segment, I'm sure, but we can, I just want to preface this by saying on the same day that Project Veritas exposed CNN as being a, in their own words, propaganda outlet meant to keep President Trump from securing a second term, on that same day, Jack, they saw fit to fact check an article that you wrote for National File. And by the way, as usual, their fact check was full of half truths and misinformation and disinformation. So give us a quick breakdown on this.
Yeah, I think that really is the biggest hypocrisy of all, is that, you know, they call us at National File, they call InfoWars, Gateway Pundit, you know, anybody that dares to question the mainstream narrative. They call us, you know, right-wing disinformation, misinformation networks. You know, they put reporter in scare quotes because, you know, they don't consider us to be proper journalists because we actually tell the truth and don't just paint propaganda like what CNN literally admittedly does. You know, it really is fantastic now, because every time we talk about CNN, you know, we can call them a propaganda network, which is great. I mean, we're literally putting that in the headline of this fact check article, because I mean, that really was such a sweet get from O'Keefe, Project Veritas there. But yeah, so, this was from a report from last week, in which there was a protest that turned violent at the Iowa State Capitol. It was organized by Black Lives Matter and so on. And they went to this fact check and they say, oh, you know, the right wing has spread a lie that BLM stormed Iowa's Capitol. And all they did was focus on two points of language, which is being forced and stormed. You know, there was certainly early reports suggested that they potentially broke in. Well, that later didn't turn out to be true, but, you know, that's early reporting. You know, if you try and get things out quick, sometimes you make mistakes, but, you know, that's fine. We certainly, you know, never said that they broke their way in, because we published our article, you know, far longer after everybody else originally broke the news, so we had the time to go back and double check things. But, you know, I've made mistakes in the heat of the moment, as I'm pretty sure many journalists who've reported breaking news in the past. Now storms, yeah, they're saying that, oh, you know, this means that we implied they broke in. Again, we didn't do that. Again, if you rush into a place, which, you know, these protesters did, and sort of take control over this sort of central area bit of inside the Capitol building, you know, how is that not storming a place, especially if you're there with a violent presence? But yeah, this is something that we can obviously go more into detail after the break. But really, I would certainly rate this story from CNN as Snopes would do, if I would say it's a missing context. I think that's probably the best way to describe it. Because there's so much stuff.
You could even go the political. In my reporting, it's pants on fire.
Really, it's left out. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and let's get into that on the other side, because they go to the protester who was arrested after they assaulted a police officer, and they say, hey, Mr. Protester, who is potentially currently facing criminal charges, or Mrs. Protester, or Ms., as the case may be, and they say, did you do anything wrong? you didn't. All right, we'll report it. And they go and they dutifully report their propaganda. This would be akin to if Jack and I went and talked to the Q shaman, the guy with the horns who was doing the incantations in the Senate. This would be akin to if we asked him, hey, Q shaman, did you do anything wrong? You didn't. Okay, we'll go report that. It's absolutely nonsensical, especially when these things are captured on video. Don't go away. Tom Papert here with Jack Hatfield, reporter for National File. We'll get further into the CNN story and then get the latest on what is happening in the UK and what Jack is monitoring today. Don't go away. You are watching The American Journal.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm Tom Pappert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com, here with Jack Hatfield, one of our reporters, and we were talking about this CNN attempted botched, really, fact check, where they tried to call us a misinformation website, you know, but it was actually very flattering because National File is just coming up on 2 years old and they put us in the same paragraph with great names like the Gateway Pundit. And so I am the New American. So I found it as a bit of a backhanded compliment. But Jack, they specifically left out, as you said, critical information that debunks their entire fact check and proves that National File and these other websites were 100% correct. And it's baffling to see a network that openly, or I guess privately, and now it's open, calls itself a propaganda network in undercover tapes, commit propaganda on the same day these tapes come out. So tell us what they left out and what claim they made and why this is so, in my opinion, hilarious.
Yeah, so the paragraph when they talk about it was an 18-year-old high school student, who's Josie Mulvihill, who I actually, well, I didn't identify by name in the original article, but I certainly am, one thing they claim that CNN said, or some other fact checkers have said, they said, oh, yeah, they just based it off of one tweet and haven't done the research. It was like, hang on, I went through the entire Facebook live stream that was put up about an hour or so, you know, scrolling through, looking for information. And in fact, I found out that this girl was interviewed earlier by it was actually George Floyd's nephew, who actually was responsible for live streaming a lot of this protest. Yeah, and she talked about how, you know, she'd done stuff, activism at a school, and tried to get the superintendent fired and blah blah blah. But anyway, so she was walking around, you know, asking state troopers for their badge numbers and so on, obviously, as she's right to do. But as she went in to ask another two, you know, they had somewhere to go, so they just kind of refused her and carried on. But what happened then is that, you know, there was suddenly a scuffle outbreak and she was arrested. And, you know, that's what it sort of looked like in the original live stream. They're claiming, oh, you know, she was being arrested just because she asked for the badge number of the state troopers. And what CNN said is that, you know, she was obviously arrested and charged with assaulting an Iowa State Patrol officer. And what they say is that the officer claimed the 18-year-old high school senior grabbed and pushed him, again in quotes, after he repeatedly asked for his name and badge number, causing him momentarily to lose his balance, and that protesters behaved belligerently, in quotes, in response to the arrest. And other protesters, and then they don't put this in quotes, they just say this verbatim, other protesters told CNN that any physical contact with the officer was inadvertent and minor, that the arrest was unjustified and the officer used excessive force. Yeah, and if that's what you receive, if you're sort of a normal person, let's say no political bias, you have no idea what's happening here, and you believe CNN is a trustworthy news source, what would you take away from that? Would you take away that the officer was lying? Would you take away that this was another case of a, you know, young, you know, black person, you know, getting abused and assaulted by the police potentially, when in fact, you know, CNN did not link to the direct video of the arrest? And one of their sources had an article from the Des Moines Register which specifically says that video of the arrest circulating on social media does not appear to show Mulvihill push or grab state trooper Hernandez. Okay, so this is what CNN is using their sources. So if people are trying to check through and fact check, they'll see that. And if CNN just released the video, which we include in our article, you can clearly see in a frame, I believe it's 26 seconds in to a video that I include in the article, you can clearly see her arm coming in and punching the officer. It is for a split second of the frame, but if you watch it, it is abundantly clear what happened. And CNN, again, then leaves the suggestion. They never explicitly say that the officer is lying, but the way that they paint it, the way that they frame it, the sources that they choose to use and talk about the situation, the fact that they've had to fact check the whole thing to begin with, is just their way of getting around 100% lying to the public, because they know it's not true. But in fact, you know, and this is what PolitiFact said as well, said the trooper said the teen was arrested after grabbing his arm. The other protesters told the newspaper that she did not grab him.
And then they ask the woman, and she's like, well, I didn't grab him. Mm-hmm. She's facing criminal charges mm-hmm. for doing this. Of course she's going to deny it. What are you people, stupid? No, you're propaganda. We know that. And as you said, Jack, I mean, it's clear in the video. You got to be watching close. But, you know, CNN of all places, if National File can do it, CNN can do it. You can download that video if necessary mm-hmm. and take it into a video editor and go frame by frame and see exactly 26 mm-hmm. seconds in when she grabbed the guy. And frankly, you know, I'm not like some big apologist for the police, but I'm also not going, like, it's just dumb. You don't go grab people with a gun. This guy is not your slave. He doesn't owe you anything. He has the gun. It's his house. You are the invader there. You are the person who is violating your permit by acting aggressively. And so, yes, she clearly grabbed the guy. It's on video. Des Moines Register ignored it. Then CNN ignored it so they could fact check us and everybody else worth the damn, but it's clear, it's obvious, and it's clear as the day. And then after, so she grabs the officer, look at InfoWars, right on the ball, slowing it down so we can see it in real time. And right after she grabs the officer, then they start acting belligerently. They start shoving officers. They start screaming at officers. There it is. And the officers then start pushing them away. So everything National File reported, completely true. Everything propaganda network CNN claimed about our reporting, completely false. Jack, let's talk about now. It's finally coming out. We knew it in the United States. We did some of the journalism in National File. InfoWars did some of the journalism. But now even mainline sources are admitting, it's being then reported by Zero Hedge, that over a quarter of the COVID-19 deaths in the UK are not COVID-19 deaths at all. It was somebody dying of a motorcycle accident, somebody dying of a gunshot wound, somebody dying of severe diabetes and hypertension and a heart attack. And so break this down for us, just what we already knew finally coming out. You heard it here first, though.
Yeah, exactly. It really is. Well, the news, again, is something that we've, you know, all known for forever. But really, you know, we have sort of the data now that really shows this, which is the distinction between somebody dying with COVID rather than somebody dying from COVID. Right. So obviously, you know, dying with COVID, which, you know, means that somebody's death can then be counted in the official data, even if it isn't listed as the primary cause of death on their death certificate. So, you know, if somebody has like lung cancer and they're in hospital and, you know, they're in their last week of life, you know, regardless, you know, they've been told it's terminal or whatever, but then they catch coronavirus, you know, just right to 3 days to the end, you know, And then they snuff it, as they were going to do anyway, which is a terribly sad situation, but it was going to happen, and coronavirus didn't cause it, they'd still be listed in the official death records, because there was never really, you know, we didn't massively know the difference. They're saying, oh, you know, there's been X coronavirus deaths per day. And you say, okay, well, how many of that is from COVID and how many of that is with COVID? And as we know now, it's 23%. Of Britons who died in the outbreak died with COVID rather than from COVID, which would be roughly, again, on a current death toll of 127,000, that would be roughly 30,000 deaths being misleadingly labelled. And that's the thing. It comes back to the classic Benjamin Disraeli quote, which is, there are three types of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics. And this is the primary example of that. There was more statistics. If you look at even the government's website, again, they try to paint the deaths as that anybody can die right. from coronavirus. And then you look right. at the death numbers, and it's, look at, you know, it's 16 above and then 16 below, but it's all 16 and above. You go to a heat map. And most of it is
reported a year ago in National File that people were getting decapitated in motorcycle accidents where they're speeding down the highway going 110 miles an hour and hit a semi truck. And then they, you know, they shove the PCR test in the nose for 10 minutes and they come back and say, yep, the guy had COVID, another very tragic loss from COVID. I remember one woman, you know, this like 89-year-old woman, she had a fall at the house, she broke a hip, she died on the operating table, which is very sad, but, you know, it happens when you're very old. And nope, she died of COVID. And this was just in one state. We did Florida, and it was like in June of last year. So it's all coming out. It's all very obvious. And I think what it really hints at, Jack, is more propaganda from these mainline networks and mainline websites that don't discern with COVID versus of COVID. They just want you to be afraid. They want to do their bidding for Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. Jack, where can we find you on social media, my friend?
Yeah, you can find me on Gab at JH or on Twitter at Jack Hadders.
Make sure to follow him. Make sure to read his work at nationalfile.com, one of our finest reporters. We just got to get him out of that accursed country somehow and here into, I was going to say the promised land. I don't know if the United States is the promised land anymore. Jack, we all just need to go to Florida. Maybe that's the ticket. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're going to begin taking your calls coming up right after this segment. If you would like to call in, we can talk about this COVID hysteria. We can talk about the riot mobs. We can talk about who you think should be here, should be our nominee in 2024. Anything you would like to discuss right here on the American Journal, the number to call in is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Looking forward to talking to you. And if you are just tuning in, you would have missed this fantastic song that I believe should be the official anthem of Dr. Fauci. Ooh, I called him doctor. I don't like to do that. But anytime he comes out on television, they should just instantly play this little song created for the InfoWars audience. Let's go to clip number one.
Gotta get me that government needle. Gotta get me that Fauci jab. Think I'm coming down with the Bill Gates fever. They let it out of that Wuhan lab. Gotta pledge allegiance to the man of science. He forgot to mention vitamin D. Ask too many questions and you'll wind up crazy. Just relax and roll up your sleeve. Spare me your conspiracy. My government wants what's best for me. Seen it all through history. My government wants what's best for me. How dare you bring up Tuskegee? My government wants what's best for me. My government knows what's best for me. My government wants what's best for me. what's best for me.
Such a nice little tune. It really is the anthem of Anthony Fauci, the little 4-foot-tall Hitler of the modern age. I mean, what a nasty little man he is. Remember when he said, by the way, that it's – and Jim Jordan pointed this out. You can go and have casual sex with a stranger using a hookup app, a gay hookup app like Grindr or LGBT-friendly hookup app like Tinder. That's your personal decision. That's a risk that you can choose to take during the pandemic. But going to church – oh, no, 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 no. Church is not allowed. Fauci says no to church. Yes to gay hookups, no to church. And it's fascinating, you know, they literally – what you know what happens if you Google world's most powerful doctor? Somebody told me this last night and I couldn't believe it. I had to do it. I've done it on 3 computers now, and it's true. You Google world's most powerful doctor and you get about 35 articles saying, oh, it's Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the world's most powerful doctor. You know, the guy who dropped out of college, the guy who has no medical degree, the guy who funds the Chinese-dominated World Health Organization. He is the biggest non-governmental funder of the World Health Organization. And even Politico wrote this up. See, this is what I'm talking about when I say they've been prepping us for this for years. An article from 2017 in Politico, which is, of course, one of the government propaganda ministers. This is the headline. Meet the world's most powerful doctor, Bill Gates. And they've been prepping you for this. They've been prepping all of us for this type of conditioning, this type of programming for years, as Alex Jones, of course, exposed with the massive and very powerful report, SPARS 2025-2028, where they planned exactly the type of hypocritical, nonsensical pandemic that we're seeing right now. And so this has all been planned. It's all been foretold. We don't read tea leaves. We just listen to what they say and learn how to read between the lines, and it becomes very obvious. Once again, taking your calls upcoming, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Remember to support the InfoWar. Massive deals right now at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 50% off top-selling products, Winter Sun, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Rocket Rest. Get physical copies of Endgame on sale now, and if you are very excited, you can even get a limited edition commemorative collector's edition of Endgame with a special message and an autograph from the one and only Alex Jones. Don't go away. Your calls coming up next.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Tom Papert. Watch it live right now at Band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're going to go directly to your calls. Once again, the number to call in is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Let's go directly to the viewers. Let's talk to Ian in Utah, who wants to talk about the Great Reset on small farmers. Ian, welcome to the American Journal, my friend.
Well, I just want to call in saying that if you own a small farm or a business, you got to rise up, because they want to take everything from you. It doesn't matter if you're in a red state or blue state. Even out here in Utah, our Governor Spencer Cox, he's really weak on this whole Great Reset agenda. He's even getting pretty upset about Iron County getting together with the sheriff to form a little committee on how we're going to fight back against all this. Because these, what they're rolling out, especially like on small farmers and stuff, is really bad with the tax hikes on capital gains and assets. That's going to put us all into bankruptcy. You, anyone watching InfoWars, you know who's buying up all the farmland. We can't let this happen.
Well, that's right. It's Bill Gates. Bill Gates is now the largest single owner of farmland in the United States. I certainly hope he's not going to use that to starve us all out. And then, of course, you've got Biden promising that farmers are going to get relief, but only if they're black. Only black farmers get free money from the government. White farmers need to go bankrupt. I mean, this is an open agenda being put forward by the top guy in the government and the top guy at the WHO, Bill Gates. It's very, very obvious. Tell us about what's happening in your county, because people need to hear this. This is how you fight back. You actualize at the local level, you elect a good sheriff, and you say, no, we're not going to put up with your agenda. Tell us what's happening.
Well, we're having pretty much assemblies weekly with just our community. Sometimes a sheriff gets involved too, and we just talk about certain subjects that are straight up tyranny, like these vaccine passports, these tax hikes to put us into bankruptcy, and these mask mandates, which fortunately we just got rid of them last weekend, which is great. But we need to be harder on our governors, especially from a local level, because that's how our ripple effect across this country starts. Because the Democrats,
that's
they're
exactly
organizing,
right.
But we aren't.
Go ahead.
And that's our problem. That's why we're losing.
Well, the Democrats are complete. I mean, they knew this from the 40s and the 30s when the communists first started to come to this country. They knew that that is how you get power in this country. They looked at the Constitution. They looked at the system and they thought, oh, we can undermine this. Give us 100 years and we will control every facet of this once great civilization. And that's exactly what they've done. They've done the slow, long march through the institutions, and now they control everything from your school board to your PTA to your county commissioner to your state legislator to now the federal government with Joe Biden. Well said, my friend. What county are you in, by the way, if people happen to be watching from there?
Iron County, and I'm pretty glad that the people out here are waking up.
Iron County, Utah, you have my best wishes. I hope that you guys are successful. I hope that you do not falter. And God bless your sheriff. That is the one big difference. That is a force multiplier in this country. The sheriff has more power than anybody else in the country. And if you have a good one who is willing to exercise that to create a constitutional government, you can make a lot of changes. Ian, thank you so much for your call. And while we're on the topic of Utah, the governor there is, I mean, to call him a mess is too kind. The governor there is, he seems to be a bigot. He seems to be a racist. Let's go to clip number 9 and watch the Utah governor say it's not racist to exclude white people.
Our next caller, that is David in Highland. Good afternoon, David. What is your question for the governor?
Hi, Governor. The Utah Jazz is excluding white children from consideration for their scholarship program. Do you think this is racist? And what will you do to prevent the Utah Jazz from acting in this racist manner?
Well, I don't think it's racist. In fact, I think it's in response to, unfortunately, some very difficult and racist injustices that have happened in our community for a long time. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do for the Utah Jazz. Absolutely nothing. Because you know what? I believe in the Constitution, and I believe in the freedom of businesses to make decisions and decisions that are right for them. Your kid or my kid, they have no right to the Utah Jazz's money, and the Utah Jazz and Ryan Smith can do the things that they want to do with their funds and their revenues. And look, it's an awesome program, and it's something that we should be celebrated. The cool thing is that the Utah Jazz have more wins than any team in the nation, which means that there are more scholarships available for kids in our state. And those kids, these are kids who are in at-risk communities. These are kids who have struggled. These are kids who have not had access to to the same opportunities that my kids and your kids have had. We live in a nation that does have a very difficult history, and sometimes we try to ignore it. A history of racial injustice, a history where of course slavery being the most severe and awful example of that. But look, that stuff just doesn't go away overnight. And kids that we're working very hard on equity, making sure that every kid in our state has the same opportunities as others. And so looking for ways to lift communities that have been historically and disproportionately impacted isn't racist at all. In fact, it's a great way to overcome racist. And I'm really proud of the Jazz and the great things that they're doing there.
Was that Bernie Sanders saying that white kids don't have issues, saying that there are no poor whites in the country? No, that was Utah Governor Republican Spencer Cox saying that it's totally fine to exclude people based on race. What are we, back in the 50s? Imagine if it's such a pedantic game to say, well, imagine if the roles were reversed. But no, really. What if there was a sports team out there that had a scholarship program for only white students? There would be riots. Every store on Main Street would be looted in about 20 minutes. But this guy, a Republican who goes along with the mask mandate, as you saw, he is alone in his office on a Zoom call on a webcam wearing a mask. Imagine if I did this whole show in a mask. First of all, I hope nobody would watch. Second of all, I'd never do it. But just imagine how dumb that would look. This guy is a knuckle-dragging imbecile, can't see racism when it smacks him in his mask-wearing face. Says there's nothing wrong with excluding people based on race, so long as the people being excluded are white. Welcome to Utah, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see, we've got Todd in North Carolina. Very quick, Todd. We'll hold you over if necessary. Todd wants to talk about masks in legislative buildings. Welcome to the broadcast, Todd.
Hey, Tom. Just wanted to give you a scoop about North Carolina. You know, we've got this tyrannical Governor Cooper, who I think is illegitimate. There's more and more evidence that elections were stolen in North Carolina. But my wife was in the legislative building yesterday and noticed that the secretaries letting you in and some of the security didn't have masks on. Then they go into, where the General Assembly is, and half the people don't have masks on, which is great, but that does not apply to the rest of North Carolina. Apparently, the governor's executive order does not apply at the legislature or the other state government offices. So another example of, different rules depending on, what class of citizen you are. If you're a state leader, you don't have to wear a mask while you're at work. If you're a regular guy working at a restaurant, working at a gym, you got to mask up all day.
Wow, that is fascinating, and that's exactly what it is. The ruling class has their own set of rules. They know it's all fake. They know it's stupid. They don't have to wear a mask. Only you have to wear a mask. That is absolutely hilarious. And North Carolina, by the way, obviously, we did the Cal Cunningham story, and I became intimately acquainted with North Carolina. Very confusing state, because the people of North Carolina are amazing, but the Republican Party, terrible, awful, some of the worst people ever. And in the big cities, in the Triangle, the Raleigh, Durham area, mass insanity abounds. Don't go away. More of your calls coming up in the next segment right here on the American Journal. I'm Tom Papert. We'll be right back.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we
we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April, and our borders collapsing, and world governments being announced, and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they could take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which is the reason you win. So this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, your guest host today. Harrison will be back next week. We're taking your calls. And once again, I just have to say, this is the home of what I believe to be the best bumper music in the business right here on the American Journal. Going back to your calls, let's go to Jay in Maryland, who saw the Utah video, wants to talk about the Utah governor, Spencer Cox, an alleged Republican, his hypocrisy in defending excluding white people from a scholarship in the name of defeating racism. It's absolutely mind-boggling that these people walk among us. Jay, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Mr. Tom Papert.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you. Harrison best explained it yesterday. These people are six generations removed from slavery. And, I mean, come on now. You know, you know who that is. Anyways, that's six generations removed from space. Everybody has an equal chance here. I did a stop. I'm a truck driver. So I just did a stop in Maryland, and a young man, 28 years old, I'm 56 years old, I mean, he loaded my truck. He's got a good position. He's making good money. I gave him one of your InfoWars stickers here, and I buy all your products and all. But the bottom line is that guy sounded like a paper poop hole, how my family would say. You know, I mean, come on now. That was just terrible.
Anyway, well, it's bizarre, guy, like you said. Go ahead.
He needs to be ousted. That, you know, I mean, seriously, how do these people get in these offices? How do these people get in these offices? How do they stay in these offices? They go in and they make X amount of dollars, and within a couple of years, they're multimillionaires. I make pretty good money as a truck driver, you know, and I'm doing what I can do with my money to sustain my future when I retire and everything, buying a little gold, a little stock, but I'm not making millions of dollars off my salary. I mean, it's all so crooked. It's disgusting.
Well, it is.
It's
very well said, my friend. And you know what it is? It's exactly what we've been talking about, and it's that people aren't like you. They're not smart. They're not paying attention to the local level and seeing what's happening under their nose. They go to the ballot in November. They're excited to vote for Trump, which is good. You should be. But they don't know that the governor candidate, just because he has an R next to his name, he's not a good guy. And then this mask-loving racist loser manages to get this office, and he just so happens to award business contracts and to do favorable legislation for the people who fund him, and somehow he winds up being rich. Very, very well said. Thank you so much for calling in. I mean, and I didn't know Harrison said that yesterday. It's a good point. We're six generations out from racism. And, you know, it's a bit pedantic to say, but you don't see the Irish going on and on and on about how when they came to this country, they were indentured servants and forced to work and to pay off their Atlantic passage, their Atlantic ticket to the United States. That's how that happened. They were told, you can go to the United States, then you're going to work on my farm, on my plantation for 5 years, and then you can start a life in the United States. But you don't see the Irish people complaining about this. My relatives were told in the 60s that they're not allowed to date people because they were Italian. I don't look very Italian. It's washed out by now. But that happened as late as the 60s and 70s. No, you can't date my daughter. I don't want her to date some Italian grease monkey like you. Are you kidding me? And so it's just a tool used to control people. And I think that that is why it's so, you know, fascinating when we get voices that oppose this type of insanity. Like, for example, Vernon Jones, who is a former Democrat in the great state of Georgia. Today, here in the next few hours, he's going to declare his run for governor of the great state of Georgia. Let's go to video number 10. This is when he started to leave the Democrat Party. He endorsed President Trump. He woke up to the insanity. Let's go see Vernon Jones on leaving the Democrat Party and endorsing President Trump. Clip number 10.
Hello, America. This is Vernon Jones, and I'm a proud member of the Georgia House of Representatives. But I've also been a lifelong Democrat, too. But today, I've announced my support and endorsement of Donald J. Trump's campaign reelection. Now, let me be clear about one thing. I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. But one would say, now, why would a black man support Donald Trump? Well, I would reverse that. Why wouldn't a black man endorse Donald Trump? Isn't he the president that ushered in the lowest unemployment rate among blacks before the pandemic crisis? Isn't he the president that signed the Criminal Justice Reform Act? And finally, isn't he the president that overwhelmingly supported financially historical black colleges in which I'm a proud graduate of North Carolina Central University? I 100% support Donald Trump, and I want to call on every patriot, every great American out there across this country, regardless of your race or whatever, gender, orientation. I want to ask all of you, young people, seniors, all in between, join me in reelecting Donald J. Trump as the president, our next president, our reelected president of the United States. Peace out, America.
Vernon Jones echoed Ronald Reagan when he said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. And Vernon Jones, as of, it looks like about an hour ago, is officially a declared candidate for the governor of Georgia. He was big in the Stop the Steal movement. So it's proof. I mean, if you put down this the victimhood mentality, you can achieve anything in this country. Vernon Jones could wind up going to the U.S. Congress, to the U.S. Senate. He could end up having a fantastic career because he looked at what was happening around him and he's like, well, this is ridiculous. Why am I so bogged down in racial hatred and racial politics when things are pretty good in this country? Now, of course, Biden in the span of 4 months has been able to undo a lot of that good. But regardless, we now see what is possible. We now see where we can go. I think we've got time to squeeze in a very, very, very quick phone call. Let's go to, let's see, who do we have? Let's go to Cody in Canada, who wants to talk about the CFR. Go ahead, Cody.
Yes, good morning, Tom there.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
I'm in the North Country.
Just don't try to go to church. You'll be fine.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, they're shutting down everything here. But, you know, what happens in the UK and Canada, they say, are a few steps what's going to happen in the States, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk about the CFR and the Saigon speech.
Yes. Well, basically, I just wanted to share, like, a quote here. I'll play this for the unaware, uninformed, and well-meaning people who desire to hear the truth. Don't waste your time on the hardcore socialists who have already repudiated principle. So, basically, this is for the people who, you know, the info warriors. All right, so this, I just want to bring attention to Myron Fagan and his 1967 record series, Illuminati, the Council on Foreign Relations. He basically, well, he spent like two and a half hour covering six LP albums, talking about the think tank as home base for the U.S. members of the Illuminati, a cult which Fagan claimed had been working to forge a satanic worldwide government since the 18th century. Now, this is real. This vaccine rollout, you know, they come up with the problem and then they come up with the solution. That's the Illuminati fingerprint. And we're seeing that their fingerprints all over the place. Everywhere they touch worldwide, and we got to fight back. It's time.
Cody, the people who are in control are definitely taking full advantage of this manufactured crisis. By the way, CFR, Ted Cruz's wife, member of the Council of Foreign Relations.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists. But they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, filling in today for Harrison Smith. He will be back next week. We're going to go right back to your calls momentarily, but I do just want to remind you that we would not be here without your direct support. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you are the good injection, not the Fauci injection, but you are the shot in the arm that gives this network, that gives Alex Jones, that gives all of the hosts and the crew the energy, the power, the resources we need to keep bringing you critical reporting. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of these amazing deals. There's only 2 days left on the current sale where you can get Winter Sun Plus, which is just back in stock, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. That is ending soon, as are the deals for Rocket Rest, Lung Cleanse Plus, and all t-shirts. Currently $17.76, ending very soon. Some of the other big deals, Survival Shield X2 is currently on sale, $29.95, down and out. Another great sleep aid is on sale, currently $29.95. Pure Turmeric Extract, $29.95. Chill Force, $29.95. And again, all t-shirts on sale right now, $17.76. Plus, while you're there, pick up a few copies of Endgame, the documentary created by Alex Jones many years ago now that predicted every single facet of what we're currently living under. If you buy those in bulk, you can get them as low as $3.95. You can also pick up a special collector's edition of the documentary for $100, which will include an autographed copy in it with a personal note from the one and only Alex Jones. All right, let's go straight back to your calls. We'll see who has been holding the longest. Thank you guys for holding. I'm sorry to keep you. We just get so many great callers on this broadcast. Let's go to Stephen in Florida, who wants to talk about Mike Pence.
Hey, good morning, Tom. A couple quick things. First of all, I want to make everyone aware there is a huge event taking place today and tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you guys haven't heard about this, Mike Adams made us aware of this through naturalnews.com. It's called the Thrive Time event, and they've got a ton of speakers. It starts at noon Central Time, and they're going to be streaming this live through brighteon.com. It includes people like Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Mike Adams, and a host of other, Patrick Byrne, a lot of great speakers. So I would recommend people go to that. If you can't, Mike's going to repost it on Brighteon where you can watch the whole thing. Now, the reason I called in is I got an email today in my email, and it was about Mike Pence. Well, it was actually from Mike Pence, and this was under ReclaimingAmericaFreedom.com. And it's titled One Step Towards Destroying America, and it has the Great America Committee. And basically what he's saying, well, it says, friend, with the radical left in control in Washington, they've taken their agenda to the extreme. They want to ignore American tradition, destroy our Constitution, and politicize every institution that we have. Well, you know, I want to say this. To me, this is the ultimate hypocrisy. This is worse than Biden and Harris and the whole regime that's now there in Washington, because Mike Pence, this is a guy that professes to be a born-again Christian, and I'm a Christian. I'm saved by Jesus Christ. I was supportive of him. I've got two friends that are pastors in Indiana, where he was the governor, and both of them told me, yeah, he's the real deal, you know, and they weren't faking it. They weren't giving me false information, you know, based on what they knew. But what I want to say is that it's obvious now with what happened on January 6th, Mike Pence was a Trojan horse installed by the globalists to undermine everything that he's saying that he's now for. This guy, what he did, he's a traitor. He's a modern-day Judas. And I wanted to throw this in as well. You probably heard of BitChute. Well, the thing is that I got an email notification from BitChute. I haven't checked this out yet, but I've heard other things about this. And I have no doubt this is probably true. But the title of this video, it says whistleblower. Mike Pence has murdered 51 children. His wife knows everything. He raped 177. And I have heard, you know, quite a bit about him being involved with sex trafficking of children and sexual abuse of children himself. So, you know, regardless, the bottom line is, Mike Pence, you should be ashamed of yourself, sir. You're a fake Christian, and you're on your way to hell. I don't care how much you profess to believe in Jesus Christ, what you did to Trump, but more importantly, to the American people and the God that was responsible for the foundation of this country, sir, you disgust me and you make me want to vomit. And so all I can say to Mike Pence is, you better repent and get your heart right with God, because you're living a lie and you're on your way to the very hell that you don't believe you deserve.
Well said, Stephen. I mean, Mike Pence is definitely a traitor for what he did on January 6th and in the run-up. Now, I just want to say I don't know about the other allegations levied toward him, but, I mean, the guy has been plotting, or was plotting, to take down Trump since, and I kid you not, October of 2016. The RNC chairman, Reince Priebus, I got to struggle to say that right while I'm here on a G-rated program. Reince Priebus approached Mike Pence after the Billy Bush tape, the grabber by the you-know-what tape, and said, hey, we want to make you the nominee. We don't think Trump can win. Let's put you at the top of the ticket. We'll find some other schmuck to be your VP. Pence, you're going to be president. And Pence went along with it. You can go listen to the long interview we did with the whistleblower who told National File this. It's up at nationalfile.com. And this is what Pence is. He is a yes man for the establishment. He has now been endorsed essentially by John Boehner. What is it, by the way, with these RNC people? You got Reince Priebus, we'll say that correctly, and then you've got John Boehner, certainly isn't spelled that way, but he was endorsed essentially by Boehner, who was the establishment Republican Speaker of the House for many years. He was working with Pence. He said he loved working with Pence, and he says Pence should be president in 2024 because of his loyalty to President Trump. What loyalty? There is no loyalty from this man. He was trying to throw Trump under the bus before they even won the 2016 election, and then, of course, he threw Trump under the bus successfully and made sure that Biden and Harris could get in to be the good little globalist puppets. And what was with that coin, by the way, the little handoff of the coin that they did with him and I think it was Schumer or Pelosi, and the elbow touching with Pelosi. Now, this guy is bad news. And by the way, he's absolutely running for president. He hasn't announced. He won't announce for some time. But he's doing speaking events in South Carolina. He's writing books. He's writing a memoir that won't even be released until 2023. This man is preparing to run for president of the United States. His key advisor, his chief advisor in the Trump White House, who is still his controller, is a guy by the name of Mark Short. Mark Short is the guy who kept Pence from getting the infamous or famous, perhaps, Trump card, Pence card memo that National File published. We got this to the White House. We know for a fact that it was in the White House. We know for a fact that Pence knew about it because I talked to Mark Short on the phone and he hung up on me. So these guys are globalist establishment goons. President Trump picked Mike Pence. I believe it was the original sin of the Trump administration was picking people like Mike Pence and all of the other people who stabbed him in the back after November of last year. But he thought that it would seal up the evangelical vote, and maybe it did in 2016. Maybe it helped in 2016, especially after the Billy Bush tape. But no, Pence is a terrible person. And by the way, I wish him the best health because, like the caller, like Stephen, I hope he repents. I hope he really finds God. I hope he really gets right with his creator. And yesterday, he just had a pacemaker surgery. They claim that's all the surgery was, which I've been told is highly unorthodox to just go in and get a pacemaker installed. So he's suffering in this mortal coil as he's preparing to run for president. And to the establishment, to any establishment goons who monitor these InfoWars broadcasts because they want to know what messaging to steal, I would warn you to look at history. 1956, Eisenhower, who of course warned against the military-industrial complex, his heart problems almost cost Republicans the 1956 election. We would have had a president by the name of Adlai Stevenson, a man who has been forgotten to history. Some limp-wristed mini-liberal would have had his finger on the button instead of Ike and Nixon if he hadn't recovered. So be careful, establishment. Be careful with what you're doing. We'll be right back. You're watching The American Journal.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take Vitamin Mineral Infusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days in the refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tom Papper, we are taking your calls. I'm so sorry to the people I've kept waiting. We'll try to power through as many of your calls as we can in this last broadcast before the Alex Jones Show begins. Let's start with William in Arkansas, who wants to discuss compulsory military service, an interesting topic. William, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello. Thank you for being there. A lot of academics to it and a lot of excuses. I'm certainly not the sharpest tool in the toolbox. But I want to have somebody give me a legitimate reason why everybody's rear end isn't in the game of some kind of service to their way of life, to our rule of law, to the benefit of what they've gotten from this nation. There's more than one way to serve. I'm not saying everybody that has never worn a uniform is not a patriot. There's a lot of ways to exercise the understanding of being a patriot. But we've forgotten how to fight. Antifa hasn't forgotten how to fight. The crooked side of Pelosi and her world hasn't forgotten how to fight, but the soft Christian American, black, white, whatever, the candy-coated, sugar-butted, educated, pencil-pushing individual that thinks you're going to change somebody's attitude and mindset when they've got both hands around your throat. You know, it's unreal what is going on in this country and where our military and law enforcement leadership are. Compulsory service will give us, as it has done me, an understanding of what it takes to really manage a large affair, a large undertaking. There's a huge amount of effort and good intent in all of what we do as a nation by our leaders, right? But as the ignorant average layperson who's never involved in anything lives in their little bitty bubble and nothing works out the way they want it, they get angry and they're easily influenced by whatever force comes along the way to manipulate their anger and their frustration. The other thing with military service is we wouldn't have a lot of threat by a people running our government. We have the best form of government out there. It's the people in it that are destroying it. We've got the best form of government. It's the people in it. Don't destroy our government.
Right.
Military service will give you an understanding of a larger picture. It takes you off the block, out of your own bubble, right? Look at all the bubbleheads out there. Look right. At people that are, you know, watching The View for their opinion. It's unreal.
You make a convincing argument. You really do make a convincing argument. When you started speaking, I was ready to just totally rebut you. But I do think that it's a good opportunity for young people to join the armed services. Maybe not during the current administration. That's my first thought when you started is I don't, you know, if I had a child or I've got, you know, young nieces and nephews or I guess second cousins they'd technically be, but I would say that I don't want them to have to serve the globalist American empire under Joe Biden. I mean, if we go to a war against Russia, obviously I hold nothing against the troops. They're there to do a job, and they thought it was a good one when they signed up, probably under Trump or Bush or who knows. But I think that it would be horrible to lose a family member who signed up to fight for America and wound up dying in a nuclear holocaust somewhere in the Black Sea because they were forced to. That would be my first thing. The second thing is, of course, we have our, you know, our woke brass right now rooting out anybody who has right of Stalin views and politics and trying to force everybody to take a COVID vaccine. Those would be a couple of my concerns. And then, of course, there is the added element of, you know, and maybe this is true, maybe this is not, but people say that our fighting force is stronger because we don't have compulsory military service. Those who serve really want to do that. And I don't know if any of that is true, but you make a convincing argument that it would teach people civics that is sorely lost in schools. It would teach people what it's like to be part of an organization that is greater than you and that has big goals that are greater than your own personal goals. You make a convincing argument. I can't fully rebut it. Well said, William. Let's try to get some more calls in here. Let's go to Christine in California. I've been holding a long time. Wants to talk about Ashley Babbitt, the woman who was slain by an unnamed D.C. police officer and self-defense. Welcome, Christine.
Hi. Well, I think I'll start with the self-defense thing, try to keep it brief. excuse me. There are almost no states left that allow you to defend property. Texas is one of them, Missouri maybe, and either possibly Indiana, Kentucky and or Tennessee, but I'm not sure of any of those. There are probably a few others, but for the most part, you have to be defending life and limb before you can use anything like lethal force. You can't be, well, he was stealing my TV. No, I was afraid he's going to hurt me in the process of trying to take it. Secondly, the force used has to be only what is necessary to stop the attack on yourself or on someone else. Then there's the retreat versus no retreat state. Now, I live in California. It's a retreat state. And when they try to mess with this, they call it a stand your ground state, but like they tried doing Florida. But the thing is, in retreat states, you cannot use lethal force until you have – if you can safely retreat until your back is against the wall, literally or figuratively. And if you are, unless you are in a place in your home or a place of business, if the other person has no right to be there, if they do, then you're back to the retreat situation. You must first try to retreat. In a no retreat state, you can defend yourself up to and including lethal force if necessary without retreating wherever you are, indoors, outdoors. But you can't go and defend the perimeter. Which is unfortunate because that's the
so
much
I see
safer
where you're
when
going
you
with this. Now compare this to Ashley Babbitt. I mean, I shouldn't laugh, but it's so hypocritical. Compare it to Ashley Babbitt.
Well, I'll get to her in a minute. The thing is, it's like we yell about gun control and stuff, and we got to protect our guns. But in the meantime, the self-defense standards and even the concept of what is imminent danger, you got something like, 30 to 10 second window or something legally, whereas most people would think in terms of a few minutes or more. The normal views and the legal views are somewhat distinct from each other. And there are a couple of very good books. One of them may be only in DVD, which is Bulletproof Defense, and the other is a book, How to Own a Gun Without Going to Jail, which covers all this stuff in more detail. Now, as for Ashley Babbitt, first off, I think that the name of that guy is being withheld because they're afraid that people like Q-tards who could get violent might go and attack him or at least harass the hell out of him. And if they knew who he was, I think it's to protect him against this sort of thing. Secondly, she was not entering just a prohibited place. She was coming through. It was a mob scene out, the violent sort of thing. There was more than one guy that had a gun, and you could see them moving around. That was holding the others back. The police who were behind this bunch weren't doing anything. They were just standing down, possibly on their side. She was a Q-tard, which means her target was probably Pelosi and or Schumer. She would be coming through the window, trying to break up that log jam and like follow me, come chart, you know, just the visual message. She was a security controller, which the guy who shot her wouldn't know, or manager or something like that when she was in the Air Force. the look in her eyes in general, most of her photographs, her face, she certainly absorbed the message that the purpose of the military is to kill people and break things. And given that she was also, but again, this is something he wouldn't know, in a polygamous relationship, she and her husband and his girlfriend are all living together. Who knows what kind of antiquity she was harking back to? Amazon's what? Probably picked up on some of that kill with your bare hands sort of stuff. And even if she hadn't, a young, energetic woman in top shape running on adrenaline is certainly going to do serious damage to some creepy old woman or man that she starts beating on. Now, Pelosi and Schumer have been heavily targeted by the Q people in their
comments.
You're
totally right. I enjoyed your points. You're right that the Q people are, I mean, insane, and she was unfortunately one of them. I mean, I would just add that the unnamed officer knew that they didn't know that Pelosi and Schumer and all of these people were nowhere near there at the time. I mean, Pelosi herself has recently said she felt totally unthreatened by all of this. I mean, it seems absolutely insane that this officer didn't issue a stand down order and then proceed to arrest her. I can understand your points. I think that it should be really adjudicated in a court of law instead of hiding this guy and then arresting the journalist who recorded the shooting. I think that's what it comes down to, especially with officers behind the guy. I mean, it's totally insane. Excuse me. Now, unfortunately, we are out of time. I feel so bad for the other callers we couldn't get to, especially Sam in Washington. I really wanted to talk to you. Feel free to email us, nationalfile@protonmail.com, if you have any tips for us. But don't go away, because the big main event is coming up next. The Alex Jones Show starts in just a couple minutes right here on band.video, infowars.com. Don't go away. Alex Jones on the other side.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.